in all these things, as upside is happening, Amanini, I think the person I forgot to mention is, there's a guy called Tafari. So Tafari, I met him in KU Radio. When Ile Room 313, where we used to exchange ideas, Amos and Matara, Ile idea course guests, the first ones who started, who got the first guests. So when they got the first guests, how do we tell people there's a guest coming on the radio, so they tune in, we make a poster. Then that poster out in a post come WhatsApp group, the uni, Facebook page, nini, ivo, ivo. So they had a guy who made a poster. So mimi, when I got my first guest ever, who was no nini. Nilim DM to Facebook. No nini, aja mafan. I'm doing this show on radio.
KU.
And no nini came.
So kabla tuanze show, acha nikuremind, ingia linebet.com. Tumia promo code EKANENE and you get 100% bonus. Na kuna shindo hii 100% bonus kai inakuja na tax Z, inakuja tax free. So, checky mic. Ini mic, ini 100% bonus ya the same mic. Linebet.com, promo code EKANENE.
I used to listen to Homeboys a lot.
Oh, okay.
I used to wake up on Homeboys Radio. I sleep on Homeboys Radio. Like, I'd wake up with Jiman in the morning. Then maybe if I have classes, I'd miss you. Then I'd do class 1 to 4. Then I'd do ignition. Then I'd do jump off. Now, because of Homeboys and social media, there's something Mwalimu Recho used to do called Class in the Sun.
Yes.
So I won tickets to Class in the Sun. Safaricom was sponsoring. Then they were giving out airtime. So you had to go to Baricho Road to pick airtime.
So
this day, I got to pick... I don't know why you were awkward at Tumatu. Which was weird. Anyway, so I got to Baricho Road to pick airtime. Nimepotes, G Mat, Nini, nikafika kama imefika past 5. So office imefungwa. Anyway, I get there. Then Corinne is walking into the jump off. So ile kuongeongea, oh, I know you from Twitter, blah, 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 nini, 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 nini. She invited us to go do the show with her that evening. Kuingia sasa off air, now that's when now proper interest comes in. I'm like, oh shit. So this is something I can actually do. I meet also Sheila, because they do the show before the jump off. Kwamboka. So I meet Sheila, we talk. She was very nice actually. Exchange numbers, nini, nini. Then there is something called Industry Night, if you remember it. Gig flani every first Thursday of the month, a full night of Kenyan music. So I end up going for Industry Night. A few editions in, Sheila asks me to manage the gig. Now that is now where I start meeting celebrities, because now I used to manage Industry Night. So what would happen is, she would always have a headliner and then upcoming artists. So Sheila would get the headliner, because already she was connected in the industry. Then she'd be like, so we had a group. So next edition, Juakali is headlining, and then my task was to fill in the other slots. So then now, of course, now manage the whole thing. So because of that, now you meet everyone, DJ Bash. Now, because Industry Night, at its peak when I was there, if you went to Industry Night, you'd meet everyone from South to Seoul to Jaguar to upcoming, because it was just a night to celebrate Kenyan music. Everyone was there. So because of Industry Night, I begin to meet a lot of people. And because I'm managing the event, now I have contacts to all everyone who's coming on the show. And then because I've been tasked to find the up and coming, now my interest starts to spread in who's trying to make waves. Now that way, the guys now, kina Suda, kina Nani, who are now proper established musicians, now Mimi, that's the time, happened on Mianza Kwamit. When they're just up and coming. Now, because of Industry Night, now I start getting guests for radio. That's me now, meet Galileo. This is Industry Night in Galileo. Then, of course, some of them to my book for the show, some of them wamekuja tu kujibamba. But me, I'm really hungry. So whoever I'm meeting, I'm networking. Whoever clicks, clicks. You keep it moving. The good thing is they come to almost all the editions. Eventually mnajuana tu. So apo, now that's why I start meeting everyone, and then I'm able to get guys to come do radio. So get a couple of guys, radio starts to pick, do really well. Few months in, I got really bored. Kachoka nayo. But sasa, I'm used to having an avenue where I can go express myself. I can go playlists, play music, do whatnot, nini. We had some really cool moments, you know. So there's guys like Okto no nini Elani when Elani was Elani,
yeah,
you know who, you know, a Calligraph, I told about Calligraph,
yeah,
who willingly came on the show,
mm,
and but also the show started getting really good traction online, mm, at some point it became easy now to get the guys to come
because
they'd see it, you know, like when Christoph was the biggest artist in Kenya is the time,
yeah, nakumbuka.
So we did it and then me I got bored. There was a bit, of course it's radio, you get censored kidogo, and then it was not just flexible. Then I'd also lost interest in doing school anymore. So I was only going to school in the evening to do radio.
Yeah.
I'm had to do events when I have events. Mm. But I was not really in school for studies. Mm. So then industry night, I meet a guy. We host STL one time. She's in Kenya.
Yeah.
One edition.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then I meet Tim Adeka who handles her affairs here.
Mm.
Then we just kick it off. Tim really taught me a lot. So Tim takes me in as his intern. Mm. That means when STL is in the country now, sort of, you know, the guy moving around, managing her schedules.
Yeah,
she needs to go to
the
salon. Mm. She needs to do media. She's shooting a video. She needs a stylist. So, this is happening over the years. So slowly, I'm starting to get a footing in the industry.
Yeah.
And now all these networks, Amanini, are beginning to show. But also, I had given myself to the industry.
Yeah.
So all along, you meet people. And Mimi, I think all the responsibilities that came along my way, I took them seriously.
Mm.
And, you know, because of that, people never forget, Morph.
Yeah.
People never forget, you know.
Mm.
So slowly, when I get tired of radio, I'm still managing industry night. Now I'm Tim Adeka's assistant. Even when SL is not around, Tim has other things he's doing within the entertainment industry.
Mm.
So I'm still moving around the team. Then I still have that urge of I need to do something. I can't do radio anymore.
Yeah.
Now that's where the idea of podcasting comes in. So at this time, I really don't understand what podcasting is.
Mm.
I just know I want to record something and put it out. Like I want to give my opinions that I couldn't give because now I just got, like your radio will talk after, I just got by, I left.
Mm. Mm.
So yeah, then so I start doing this pod. But when I joined radio, so I meet this guy called Erosh. You know Erosh, the musician now.
Yeah,
so Erosh used to do that drive show that I wanted.
Oh,
so me nikiingia, the OG presenters wako nanipenda kina Erosh. Well, some mumsa kuna Kerere, mingi nanongea kizungu mob.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, because it's most of the shows used to be run in Swahili, except one show. Mimi nimekuja completely switched up. So mimi msa homeboys, nimekuja na mentality ya homeboys.
Yeah.
So now mi show yangu ina sound homeboys. Yeah, isn't gonna sound radio maisha, whatnot. So there was a clear, it's true, not certain nini.
Your difference ya radio maisha
na homeboys. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
But now, think of now a guy who listens to homeboys morning till evening.
Mm.
Mimi, that's my standard of radio.
Yeah.
I listen to maybe Capital work on a Lyrical Wednesday, but only for these or ciphers.
Mm.
But Mimi homeboys. So Mimi, if you give me a chance to do radio at that point, and I remember I don't have much experience. I didn't think about doing radio.
Mm.
I fumbled upon this thing that I begin to like.
Yeah.
But Mimi view yangu ni moja homeboys.
Mm.
So Misho yangu, of course, guaranteed it sound two homeboys.
Yeah. Yeah.
But because of that, we kicked it off. He was beginning in music career.
Mm.
Then we became friends. KU working on their TV station, so they had some of us help come up with ideas and shows nini.
Mm.
So I tell Erosh, I'm like, umsana kwangu good vibes. Anasemanga mimi ni loud nini, but we are really cool. So I tell Erosh, there's this thing I want to do, it's called a podcast where we just sit and record and then you upload on SoundCloud. Because SoundCloud is the thing. And then I didn't have anything to reference to ya kumambia, this is the thing I want.
Because
even me, I didn't know it. So anyway, Erosh, because of music, he has, of course, has access to recording and whatnot.
Mm.
But at this time, he lives with Motoria. Mm. Nasemanga, nasema ulikuwa naishi heaven. Iyo nyumba ulikuwa unapanda stairs. Hey, Erosh na Motoria. Hapo ndo nilikuwa anda, by the way.
Yeah.
Walikuwa unapanda stairs, unapanda. Anyway, so Motoria.
Ilikuwa wabi?
Zimmerman.
Mm, okay.
So Mutoria agrees to record us because Mutoria was already doing, but he used to record us on a keyboard. Alikuwa na keyboard yenye unaweza record. So iko na mic moja, anaweka mic hivi, so tunakaa hivi tukisha hiyo mic, then he records on a keyboard, then he just gives us the audio file, then me upload on SoundCloud.
Okay.
No idea. Anyway, so we record that, the vibes too. Then of course, sasa we are not it consistent because I'm just doing it for fun. Because
Nicole,
if musicians can upload music, PM me can just talk and upload.
Yeah.
Me, that's what I'm thinking.
Mm.
So that means to neza record one episode in 3 months, in 2 months. And the vibes too. When we record.
Mm.
Then now we called it Just Kidding.
Mm.
The one with the monkey face.
Yeah.
Then at this time, I'm in a hustle too. I'm finding things to do in Nairobi because now you have to keep busy. And I'm in Nairobi. I don't want to go back to Ocha. So I have to keep myself busy, find money.
Mm.
Then Energy, I hear now there's a station coming up.
Oh,
they're looking for presenters.
Okay.
Hey, the way they launched, that was the coolest thing I'd seen.
Yeah.
Pictures of the studio alone, especially, I'm like, yeah, shit. Because me, I'd been to all these stations. Ukianga tu when Homeboys, when Energy launched. Anyway, so I submit my application. But I remember now because there was that hashtag. Of course, now when you submit your application, you're looking at who you're competing against.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then I remember just seeing a clip ya Mariah. Okay, it's Maria, but I think Mimu itatu Maria back in his thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the best audition I'd seen from all the clips submitted.
Oh, muko mna submit online?
Online.
Oh, shit.
Which
okay.
was smart, because sometimes you want to get traction.
Yeah. Because
kila msa atawapost kwa social media, wana uambi mabesta zako wa kushare, comment, ndo wanekane. So we had to submit online, then on a shortlist.
Yeah.
So me, I saw it, but I didn't know who she was, nini, so I didn't care, but I'd seen it. So I got a call back that I'd been shortlisted. Now when we went for your shortlisting, and this is happening the same your time too, like we were kajakt around that time.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
So that happens, and then I have to go do the audition. So when I go to Energy, now I see Mariah. Then I walk up to her, I'm like, shit, your audition was actually my favorite of all auditions.
Yeah.
And like, genuinely speaking, if she's somewhere online, if you check versus anyone else, it was my favorite. And I hope you get it. Tukaongea tu hivyo, we exchanged numbers, and then none of us got into the station. They hired whoever they hired.
Yeah, yeah.
Then now I invited her to do Just Kidding. So when I invited her to do Just Kidding, I was like, shit, we vibed so well. And there's an element in Just Kidding that was missing that I wanted to explore. I was thinking about exploring, which was, I'm hosting Just Kidding with Eros, who's a musician.
Yeah.
That means we can't talk much about music because he can't come criticize music and he makes music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it's like you can't host a podcast and you're gonna criticize other podcasts.
Yeah,
you know? So there's things, when Just Kidding, there's so many things we couldn't cover just because off camera we can talk about it, but he can't, you know?
Yeah, on camera, yeah.
Yeah. So now I was like, so I want to start doing something else. But because I didn't have much time and nini, I was like, we do a weekly segment that is like 10 minutes where we just cover quickly topics that happen in the week. Now things I can't cover on Just Kidding.
Yeah.
Then we call it The Catalyst. But even with that, we were not serious about it. We're not consistent. We do it when we do it.
Yeah.
Mara is not available. I'm not available. Hatufanyi. And then at the time I was traveling a lot for work. Nini. So we'd do it for vibes. Nile na tukipatana, we do it. COVID hit. When COVID hit, no, before COVID hit, now I've decided I want to take content seriously. This is Jan, beginning of 2020. Nime buy gear. So I bought simple gear, microphones. I bought a camera, I bought microphones, I bought a sound card, set to go. So we start recording stuff in 2019.
Yeah.
Most of it stuff that never came out. That's like kina mtore was saying wengi zingine wanakujanga na complain. Oh, uli recording content or toy.
Yeah.
So I started recording stuff, but at the time I'm doing something called proof of concept. So I have so many ideas up to date. Me, I always just write ideas. Even if you go to the Upside YouTube, kind of a playlist, you'll see a bunch of couple of shows zingine in one episode, two episodes.
Oh.
And it's just proof of concept to try and see what this looks like. And then I settled on a show called Loud that I want to do properly. So Loud, me na penda shere, I just make guests bartenders and then we make drinks and talk. So I shoot that 2020 beginning, and then I shot 9 episodes.
Yeah.
Tumanza ku edit. Then I took shoot.
Mm.
Edit. Then boom, COVID happened, everything shut down.
Yeah.
So me have my 9 episodes of Loud, post them on my YouTube. Start getting traction. Si atujui kunaenda aje. Now during this period, now when Loud, I saw the success of that show,
yeah,
you can show, oh shit, so if you actually put out a good product,
people will,
yeah, you just need to be consistent.
Yeah,
even.
Yeah.
So now I'm beginning to rethink all the, is my proof of concept, the shows I was doing. Now I'm beginning to see what has potential, what can I do. Now this Catalyst show that I used to do with Mariah, 10 minutes, now I'm thinking this, I want to make it a full-on podcast.
Yeah.
Also around the same time, Just Kidding, you're gonna die to a natural death. It's not like we sat down and rushed and said, let's not do it. So Catalyst, and I'm thinking I want to make it a full-on podcast. So I call Mariah, I'm like, so this show, this thing, 10-minute thing we do, I want to make it a full-on podcast, but I want to get a third person,
because
if it's 3 of us, it's going to be very hard for all of us to be unavailable.
Yeah.
That is going to guarantee consistency.
Oh.
So that is where this is coming from.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then she's like, okay, Bet, you do what you need to do, keep me posted. So I have some people in mind. I'd always bounce off ideas. I'm like, so I'm thinking so and so, what do you think? And this is just based off what I see online. You're evil. So we try some people. This is during COVID. We even record some episodes just on Zoom. Let's figure this out. And then it just never worked out. Now around this time, before COVID, I'd met Mwas once. Was Scorpion King's concert at Carnival. Okay. And he just came up to me and said, hey man, I fuck with what you do on YouTube. You know, yeah, mbono twangi vitu sana. Mi nilikuwa nafanya show na upload na move on. Me, I had so many ideas. Nilikuwa nafanya na boya karaka. Two episodes, another one, nini, but ilikuwa two proof of concept. But nazi keep. So, that ended. We exchange numbers, nini, nothing happened. Rally comes back to Kenya. We're in Navasha, so we have mutual friends. We only so tunapatana kwa rally. When we met at the rally, we had mutual friends, so we hang out at the same spot. So me and, because I have so many tattoos, so Mwas and I bonded over tattoos. And it was specific tattoos and it's on a date. Because I was like, what are these dates? I don't know if it's on this arm. So what are these dates? And even him had dates. So we bonded over tattoos.
Yeah.
And then I was like, shit. Umse ni mfani tu, but not just sasa ndio tumeanza kuongea. But now because we're in Nevasha for like 4 days and we have mutual friends, we end up hanging out a bunch of times. And then I'm like, oh, this is actually a funny guy. So we exchange numbers. When you come back to Nairobi, at the time I used to, I love throwing parties and hosting.
Yeah.
But normally it's just my friends. So I used to do a lot of barbecues like in my backyard with a few friends. Nini. So of course now with the new friendship, I invite him for one of the parties.
Yeah.
So when we do a party, I'm like, shit, this nigga just cracks me up. Nim funny too.
Yeah.
Then friendship builds, couple of maybe we hang out a bit more. And then now, hey, one day I'm like, I need to finalize this show. I text Mars.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, I think you'd be so nice, so good on a podcast. Have you ever thought about doing a podcast?
Yeah.
Mars is like, yeah, I've actually thought about doing a podcast, but I didn't know how to approach it, how to do the So I sent him a link of the Catalyst. I told him, I want to produce this show to be a full-on podcast, and I'd really want you on the pod. I said, okay, cool, bro. Me, you let me know what's up, Nini. I think Aliona too need jokes. Because you know this industry, guys tell you we'll do this, Nini.
Yeah.
So on a Friday, I call him. I'm like, yo, Monday, what are you doing? He's like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, sour. We meet at Snowball now, where we record from. Sent him a link. Come, we meet in the studio, and then we figure this whole thing. So I invite Mara as well.
Yeah.
Then on Mondays, we meet at Snowball. So this is the first time Ryan and Mwasa are even meeting.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And then, yeah, so we meet, tunaongea, and then we're like, let's record a pilot.
Oh.
We see kama inatubamba manini. So that pilot is what ended up becoming the first episode ever of Mic Check. Since then, we've never looked back. So that's how the whole thing came about.
That's very interesting history.
History, definitely. At least we try to cover a lot of things. So it gives you a bit of context, because I also get your question a lot. Like, hey, how do you know all these people? Or, you know, like, how do you say you're not from here and you sound like, you know your way around a lot, Nini?
Nataka to rewind, because this story yako ni interesting. Because mimi nikikuonaga, unaonaga ule ni punk flani, ule mse wa soft life. So hizi vile unaniambia, haukuwa Nairobi, niko zile za cause unachiketa saizi woki kuja na kicks hata nikuwata kuambia nani hii carpet yetu unani wacha ingie na kicks cause much podcast yenu na wachiki kicks zoom se niko this shit has to be original.
Also ni mpya ndo maana nimeingia nazo
zizi mwambia gawasejo ukiwa na kicks zangu hata zikukalie poa aje ndio si original. The only original thing I have in life ni electronics. I don't fuck around with electronics. Like kikuja kwangu pate kitu ni ya Apple jo imetoka kwa apple.com. Hakuna shortcuts kama ni headphones, it's original Audio Technica. But kicks, I'm like, if it looks good, I'm good. Gotcha. So kuna time watch podcast yenu, you know, na angalia kicks zangu, niko like, I'm not seeing this shit in the street. This shit has to be original.
Yeah,
welcome to Kicks.
I love kicks. I love dressing up generally. So clothes, shoes, that's my thing.
Or spend like how much on like guys will buy manga?
Damn. So this is Zara. The kicks that I'm wearing.
Okay.
How much did I spend on this? Honestly, I genuinely don't remember. Because unaona sasa like these kicks. These are because mimi these are not kicks that I never on a regular because I now have like a job nini. So if you come to my closet now, you'd find kicks. I'm sure I have like 3-4 pairs in this driver.
Yeah.
But I have a lot of those. So like for instance in my house, because I live alone, all the closets is major manguo and I still have extra racks.
Yeah.
Good clothes, shoes, nini. Because me I love dressing up and shopping and also mimi ni like mimi ni wale wase wa retail therapy works.
Yeah.
Like me if I'm really stressed now and I have money, ukinipeleka tu kwa place naweza buy nguo na nini napona immediately.
Oh,
stress
okay,
inaisha immediately. Yeah. Yeah. That actually works. Yeah. Yeah, and because I have interest in just I love looking nice and dressing up and nini. So I know for sure I spend quite a lot on shoes and nini, but I don't like I don't have like a figure. Is okay. Honestly, I'll buy how much?
Ningekwambia. Most expensive kicks? Shabai? Ngapi?
Most expensive I've ever bought maybe 15k for one shoe. I don't buy expensive shoes like that. Yeah.
Okay.
So me I'd find of course like original stuff, but I don't I'm not extravagant. I'll buy J's for 50k Most of my shoes would be I'm sure even these ones they are like maybe max 10k max max.
Okay.
Max.
Cuz me my shit I think maximum size I'll like I think the 5G's.
You know max.
Yeah.
My bad on fake
shoes.
So you spend 5k on fake shoes more.
Yeah, cuz you know why? Cuz I have a lot of pairs. So my shit stays new.
Yeah.
Number 1.
Yeah.
And I rarely use it cuz natoka even shengia kwa gari nimeenda nayo.
Yeah.
So like there won't be time for it to wear and tear mpaka ifike. Alafu ni ile ni fake. So you see fake za China za squeeze. Like
ni legit.
Yani ni fake legit. Yeah. So there is no nene.
But you know the crazy thing is your 5k you could find original shoes.
Second hand. Huh? Second hand. No, new.
Even new ones.
Wapi?
Yeah. If like for instance if you go to this one's the Zara, but there's a retailer in Kenya who sells them called Platform Akotu Rivers.
Yeah.
So you'd with 5k when they have like on a good type on good times you'd find I'm sure I've bought six for 5k gonna sell nini 6-5 you'd find original shoes.
Okay. But I think because it does not affect me as long as it looks good like you just see le ati ni unajua kitambo ilikuwa msame dunwa Nike and kwa Mike you understand that shit.
I know Abibas mimi uziona hadi leo
because najua ile like even like one of the countries I really want to visit is China because I want to know how they do it because I hear there is a way China does this stuff where they are all made in the same factory but jua quality control kuna msa taangalia on a stitch iko straight so this can't be sold at a Nike store. So that's thrown away. So that's what mostly ends up in Africa. Like a lot of this. That's when I go, ujechukua kiatu na yangalio na shidwa. How the fuck is this shit fake? Like it makes no sense. It's it's good quality. It's what. But now, there is also maga, something has to kill a man made now. It's electronics. You, electronics? Are you that way?
No. Yeah. Not that much. So for me, like electronics now of course I just need like a nice iMac for show for mambo ya content and whatnot. TV nini and especially because they're one of things of course I'll buy a nice TV mimi because I love music I'll get a really nice sound bar but that's it like I'm not a gadget guy. The new iPhone is out na yendea sijui the nini na mi naweza kuwa na hii simu sasa kama hii unless something happens to it naweza kuwa nayo after the next 3-4 years makile siku maybe slows down I have a genuine so I'm not a electronics miss William City I have the latest AirPod dama nini na nah.
Okay, because even for me, it came to like iPhone, nataka 16, jia shoot the icon in.
Yes. See for yourself.
Not for myself.
Got you.
The computer here, like laptop, I want the latest, yani not the best, because of icon in. Like, because I know it's going to pay itself. Eh?
Yes.
But it came to TV, for example, like I'm so picky. Like Majuzi, I think it was on Saturday. Saturday, I had to watch the game. Like kwa the studio TV and I remember just looking at it I'm like what the fuck I don't like this color because my other shit is like my other shit is like I whatever mpaka sell kwa ni enjoy because like in December I switched my TV because I hated the other TV that I had so when I switched nikamwambia hey it's going to take me 4 years before I buy another TV so easy
utapata nyingine because that's a thing like you see something else and you want it
so I see that like right now like LG have a new TV in it's a G4 and I'm there
like, no buying in December
I'm there like I'm so impressed with it not because I want it but because nafikiria by the time na buy TV because now in my mind najua the earliest na buy ni 2027 so by 2027
G4 in his mind
so now G4 in 2024 G5 in 2024 G6 in 2024 I'm trying to imagine can't touch either G5 or G6 like if G4 is this good how are those going to be
in 2024 or 2027
2027 that is
2027 right now mwaka bro ipo itakuwa na McDo utachukua the latest
yes that's 77 inch 77 inch. Hiyo nishajua kwa mind yangu like 77 inch whatever, like just a crazy OLED. Once you go OLED you never go back. Yeah, so that kibonga job kama OLED, do you know the difference?
Nah bro.
Yeah,
okay, I've seen sure. OLED because of course I bought my TV myself.
Yeah,
then
yeah.
I know I've seen OLED, but the differences in screen resolution nini. Yeah. Na mimi my TV is a Samsung. My soundbar is a Samsung.
So Samsung most probably QLED ama OLED. Is it like 8K ama 4K?
It's a 4K curved.
4K. Oh, curved.
Yeah.
Ni 4K. Okay. Okay.
Ni 4K ama 8K. I just G bro, I don't know. Ni 4K ama 8K curved.
Ah, ni 4K.
4K.
They are curved. Excuse me, technically. Because curved was this gimmick they tried. It still jazzes you because that I found that gimmick to be bullshit.
Ilini jazz. Nilibuy because ilini jazz, but others not singing curved.
Oh, okay. Mm. Okay, with time.
Yeah. You look at two faces. It's not like, and I'm telling you, even when I went to buy my TV and my soundbar, okay, soundbar was keen because of music, but my TV, it needed a big TV big enough. I don't know the TV yangu na many inches.
Okay, shit.
Mimi niliona even katuan kusema, yeah, this is a good size. Samsung is like a brand, unaweza trust their TV.
Yeah.
Nice. Then I bought it.
Yeah.
Evo 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because Samsung, that this year, like some of the most interesting TVs that I'm looking forward to. I don't know if I'll eventually buy one because I was even thinking of upper studio. Like I get a Samsung, but the Samsung frame, not just Samsung frame, where when it's off it looks like a painting.
Oof.
So that the screen becomes a painting. Yeah,
that's fire.
So so it's nene, but it's expensive. And I've got studio it, I work to make 2 hours a day. Fuck that. I'd rather have that in the bedroom. So you need to model it. I'm trying to debate about. So now that's now shida electronics.
Now you're a geek, now I'm like, sasa.
Ingine iko kwa sitting room, what do I have inside ingine? So it becomes like, but we all have to be addicted to something.
No, for sure, bro. For sure. Me, this is my lifestyle, bro. This is what I'm addicted to.
Yeah. So tuko addicted to ne, but me sound bajo itoshi mboga me
only lazima niongeze. Yeah,
but ukitaka how much did you spend on your sound bar?
I don't know, bro. So this, you see now, like my TV, my sound bar, this is, I've had them for how many years? I think like 4 years now. I don't remember how much I spent.
Hey, 4 years. I mean, it's a quasi sound bar. The sound I can, but the picture, no.
Yeah, the picture, no. And then you see, that's a mimi TV.
Like
I me, I'm not like a movie nini.
Oh, okay.
No,
okay.
Me, my TV, major comedy. Music, podcasts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so minimum say a lot of Wild and Out, rap battles, ultimate like my rap battles mingi, a lot of podcasts, music, my documentaries. Minimum say I spend more time on YouTube. Yeah,
URL? When you say nani? URL, who's your favorite?
Battle Chico Beans.
Chico Beans. Oh yeah. Shit, I need to listen to him.
I like Chico a lot.
Cuz minimum to Charlie Clips. I used to love Arsenal.
Pole. I didn't mean Chico Beans ni wa Wild and Out. Me ni mse wa Charlie Clips.
Yeah.
Me ni mse wa Charlie.
Fuck.
Charlie
is good.
When he takes you to church.
Yeah.
He takes us to church all the time. So me ni mse wa Charlie. Chico Bean ni wa Wild and Out. But I like Chico Bean.
Yeah.
But I've never seen him rap battle.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Me ni mse wa Charlie Clips. I was even literally watching Charlie jana.
So Charlie Clips. I love, of course, rest in peace to Pat Stay. I used to love Pat Stay.
Do you mention Arsenal as well? Like Arsenal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Na nampendaga juu ya ile like the disrespectful shit, but at some point I feel like he spent game whatever. Now maybe we got used to his disrespect, so it never haikuena nini.
In sports. Bet on sports with Line Bets.
Okay, but sasa tuko tumepotea. Niko nakwambia nikikucheki pale unaligalia mtu amekuwa soft life from day one.
Yeah.
So growing up, you grew up up?
Kuria. Mimi am Kuria. Unajua Kuria?
Hapo
Kuria.
Masaa za Migori. Kuria mnashikana Migori ama?
Yeah. So it's Migori, Kuria then Tanzania. So we are at the border of Kenya and Tanzania. And then isa dingine tuna border wa Masai wa Transmara hizo sides. So that's where I come from. So yeah, so I was born there.
Primo
nilifanya Kuria nilifanya Kuria then nikamalizia Kisii.
Kisii what? Kisii primary which primary schools like in Kuria kunaitwa? Kuna msenza kwa na watch hapo iko tuko pamoja.
Bra. So me was we laugh about this all the time.
Yeah.
So my primary school in Kuria was called Hero BCM Preparatory School.
Oh.
Then the BCM stands for Benjamin Chacha Maisuri.
Benjamin?
Chacha Maisuri.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So
okay,
Hero
okay.
BCM Preparatory School. Yeah, that... it's so sad. You know, I went, there's a December, I was, not December, there's a time I just went home to see my grandma.
Mm.
And then I was like, shit, I haven't been to this place in such a long time. Let me go check out the school. But when you finish school, you know, kama una mtu kwanza, kumbangi terms, I was
wakaje.
So I was like, let me put, so kufika walikuwa wamefunga. So we didn't get in, but tu walikuwa wamechapa. It made me really sad, man. Like, ilikuwa a bit than venye si tuliacha. Then I was like, anyway, it is what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's where I was. Then Kisia was in a school called Greenlight Academy.
Okay. Is what I'm calling an academy. No manisha, your parents were not taking you to public.
No, I didn't go to I went to private schools all through.
You know, I understand. Because you want to expect Kuria go, Mama! That's why we could never notice the then Seko, okay.
Then Seko, I went to a school called Kanga School, Ikorongo.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I happened to
kafanya. Unajua kusema hiyo jina Rongo like in the right way.
Rongo.
Mm.
Yeah, maybe sina your accent. I think I've never been interested in languages. Like I studied in Luo Nyanza for 4 years and I can't speak Luo.
You know, not even a sentence after.
Nah, the most I can greet you, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cuz Vince on the beach himself Rongo.
I'm so wrong.
Yeah.
Well, basically, we can one himself. So that's why I went for high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then afterwards, we got KU.
Then afterwards, sasa nikakuja KU.
KU kuna kama study engineering?
Yeah, telecommunications engineering.
Oh, telecommunications.
Yeah. So because now, so this is what happened.
Mm.
Even up to when I finished, mimi nilikuwa najua nenda. So KQ used to have a piloting program.
Oh, okay.
That
okay.
Ilikuwa AB initial piloting program.
Mm.
So mimi I knew like mpaka I'd inquired, I'd spoken to the guys walikuwa like Alexawa. They gave me requirements, everything they need.
Yeah.
So mimi nilikuwa nangoja the 2 results. Kama nimerudi Pride Center, mi nilikuwa najua I'm going to either now, so depending on the level of sponsorship,
because
I couldn't afford to pay it for myself, depending on the level of sponsorship, I could either do aeronautical engineering, ama piloting, sasa ni 2 grades sasa.
Yeah.
So me, I get my grades, I'm so excited, I'm like, shit, mimi, that's why I never thought about uni nini. So I got my grades, printed or seen it. I had a list of whatever they needed.
Yeah.
I got all my printouts in Kenda Pride Center.
Mm.
I got Pride Center. There was a big notice up. Apo tu kubeti ngere. Kwayo, they have a notice board. Remember the easy white notice board za ofisi.
Yeah.
Then kulikuwa na a memo apo yenye the program imestop you that AB.
Oh.
They had stopped that program. Like the guys all come chukua the previous year was the last class. Yeah.
Shit.
So I missed on that. So when I missed on that, fallback is of course as a uni, apply uni. So I'm thinking of what course do I want? A lot of my relatives want me to do medicine. I'm like, I don't see that myself.
Yeah.
So engineering, I'm like sour. So but what would be of interest? Mechanical. This is my engineering link. Then I'm like telecommunications is something that nearly feeling a dear time.
When you go to do med, are you unogopa damu?
Yeah, I can't stand blood.
Yeah.
I can't see blood. But also sikuwa najiona kama huo mse mwenye antaputini hizo hours na kudeal na patients.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's just something that never crossed my mind. I never had zero interest. And then it made it even worse because for some reason, which I'm super grateful for, I just never fall sick.
Yeah.
So I've not also been in hospitals long enough to understand, to have interest, But I know me, like I can't stand blood. Even for patia shivers.
Yeah. Because that your blood makes me feel like some type of way.
Yes, so same kabisa.
So it's one of those. Na nini? Malaria? Shishka malaria? Because vile umesema, you never get
sick. I think, you know, the crazy thing is the last time I remember being sick, na nikadmitiwa, bado nilikuwa Kuria. I was like in class 4 hivi.
Okay.
Me, immunity yangu tu usijui, which is I'm super grateful for.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just don't fall sick.
Because mimi sapia ilikuwaga what had happened. The last time I remember being sick in a long time, telipeleka nyuma kidogo, ilikuwa 2001. Nilienda ocha, nikashika na malaria. It was fucked up. It was so bad. The first dose didn't work. So now the second dose worked. So I remember like kuna ita imoja mpatia gas history. Nikuwa na tembea pale karibu na University of Nairobi. Niki cross barabara, nikienda central. I remember the drug was so strong, I was going heavy. I couldn't stay straight.
You're dizzy?
Yeah, that's when I was stay straight. See, dizzy, but you can't, your balance, it messes up your balance. Okay. So, since your time, 2001 I was never really really sick till 2020 I think. Yes, 2020 nikapata a blood infection.
Yeah.
And that shit fucked me up. But sakit nika notice in 20 years technology changes.
Mm.
So I'm here, I'm shivering, I think it's malaria, it's what I go, I'm told it's a blood infection, na iko kwa drip. A few hours later I'm like, oh shit, ni kuzuri. I just walk away.
Yeah.
And that happened twice. So a blood infection, I think it has something to do with Isili. I don't know what used to happen in Isili, because yeah, that time nilikuwa na nini Isili. So you only twice, like 2021 I think and 2022 I got sick. 2023 I was lucky. I think since nianze kudu pod sijakuwa sick, so watu wajaniona niki whatever.
Mm.
But yeah, it's so it means it's 2020 and 2021. Yes, yes.
Mm. Yeah.
Like it was really fucked up. Actually,
I mean, sijakuwa admitted.
Mm. Ever. Mm. Pia misi, and you don't admitted. Fall sick often as well.
Mm. Nah.
Yeah.
Pia misi, maybe admitted,
flu,
so
occasional flu.
Yeah, the usual.
Yeah. And flu now for us as men, inakutandikaga demi. So super taga hiyo. But yeah. Okay. So kwani Buddha na mother alikuwa anadu nini? Niweze kuwa for this private?
No, so my mom was a chief in Korea.
Okay.
Oh, and then okay. My dad was a principal of a high school. Mm. So in the village setup, at the time, it was my early 2000s, when my mom was a chief,
yeah,
yani hiyo ni kama kwa equal ya a prince in the village.
Yeah.
Because now, so for context, ni every evening I'd come from school and there's a long queue of guys, mashida, the usual things in the village.
Yeah, ajua.
Yeah, so I see that admin beat from my mom, and then because my dad is a principal of a high school, so kuna also the school strict nini. Yeah, so they like that was I think the best school in the area.
Okay.
And okay. I'd imagine what they had to go through, but to them it was essential that we got good education.
Okay. Yeah. I think for our parents that was
ilikuwa sindio. Yeah, so they really whatever it took, lazima kijana ende in the best schools.
Yeah, kwa sababu mimi nilikuwa naishaga, like I used to live in Isili, but I used to go to Olympic Estate primary, that's in Kibich, because my parents like thought the same, that as you have to get the best education, and your time Olympic Estate was like one of the best performing schools, so I had to do your like
to
that
do the commute. But bora tu umeenda huko,
yeah, umeipata nini alafu ukiwa hapa uni ndio mlikuwa class moja na ska ama mlikuwa faculty moja na ska?
No, I was in the same class in uni with ska. Tulikuwa nafanya ska kwanza, graduate ska, ni engineer bro, ska graduate, so kudos to ska.
He finished
has his papers there.
Okay.
Mimi nilifanya 1 year, one semester.
Oh yeah, liendelea mpaka kama
Scar finished. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we're in the same, yeah. Scar alikuwa na rap. Like Scar, that's why I've known Scar for a while since then, yeah.
Okay. Now, who Victor Matara?
Mm.
This is a very interesting name, because you know I have had an uncle of mine called Matara. So, but I know also E. Matara is also a Kisi name.
He's Kisi.
Him is Kisi.
He's okay. Kisi, yeah.
So si huyo.
Si huyo. I've never had another Matara.
Because kuna ile time ingine, paka nikuwa naogopa, nasema like, hey, maybe ile time mubonga gajio, say maybe mubonga gajio this blogger's dad.
Yeah.
Because now the Victor, the Matara that I knew is in Kuzoya Buddha. Some very like used to abuse his wife. Like nishapatia gasi story the way ashachukua gawa wife wake. She was thin. She was a scar, slim body girl. Alimchukua gawa hivi akampitisha kwa window. Akamthreatana anaenda kumwangusha afa kumrudisha. But that dude is in a better place right now, so we can talk about his bullshit. So kwazisha upside. Why did you call it upside? You didn't upside it to gapi?
So, so this is what happened.
Mm.
On your time, may describe, I'm trying to do auditions at Energy.
Yeah.
So now, I finally have love in this radio thing, and I want to do it. But then, I'm not getting a way to get to do it properly.
Mm.
So, it's like, I think a nice analogy would be, I see a table that I want a seat at this table.
Mm.
But no one is according me this seat.
Yeah.
So I go find a carpenter, nimwambie make me a table like this. Mm,
mm.
And then with my own seat, so I can just sit there and find like-minded people.
Mm.
So instead of just doing the pod and calling it maybe just kidding as a channel.
Yeah.
So I decide, because I'm always writing ideas. I've so many ideas. Nataka tu kuproduce ya wase ama zingine I want to feature in nini. That's why I did all those things. So I'm thinking of, I see digital mimi nilikuwa nimeona digital is going to be to be the new thing.
Okay.
Because of just how anyone, because of access. So there's no gatekeeping, and then anyone, it becomes nika soko. So mimi nilikuwa nimeona digital itakuwa tu soko. So now what I'm thinking is, instead of maybe like sasa say mic check is sort of maybe the most successful show I've produced that is out there, instead of just calling the page mic check, then I wanted a page that could accommodate more than just mic check.
So what I essentially
wanted is a digital media house, but a digital media house that could incorporate my many ideas plus get to a point where we can produce other people's ideas. So then I don't know how and when, I don't have a cool story for how Upside came about, but then that's the name that nearly come up now. So Upside Digital Networks, to speak for a network that produces content in the digital space. Sikumbuki vizuri. I wish I remember how that came about. I had it in a notebook. Someone stole that notebook. It's just weird. That had all my ideas. Sikumbuki exactly how that came about. But then it's always, that's what imekuwa tu hapo for a while. So Upside, then I registered that as a company. And now it's size in a house, mic check. And we are working on a couple of other shows.
Snowball?
So Snowball, how did I end up at Snowball? So this is the old Snowball, actually. Is it Mutoria or BN? It's either BN or Mutoria that I was supposed to meet. And then I got my pin and I end up Snowball. So this is when... Have you been to Snowball?
No. I've not been.
So this is when ilikuwa bado in... Ilikuwa kwa nyumba. But then they had like a pool house that had a studio, and then they had another big space that had a studio. So then from Apple, so nika, that's the first time at Snowball, hang out, met the guys. I'm like, oh shit, that is the first time, and I've been to many studios. That's the first time I went to a studio and said, oh shit, these guys have some of the stuff I've never seen. So then now, because of my interest in content, I pitched to them an idea that I had, and then nilikuwa na shoot before COVID, in conversation with Chaxi. And then they had space that I wanted. So at this time, they're building now a proper standalone studio. As this is happening. So Snowball, they were like Tahani, Rose, the guys, walinikaribisha. Like me feel look on kami mean to a wow too. So they welcomed me in. We did a bunch of projects up on a wow. So and then because of just the space, when they built the new space, before now started recording mic check, this new space was built already. During COVID, ukiona hizo home shows zenye kina South Soul wali put out Soldier and zote ni Snowball. That's the new space now. So this is now when Snowball is new. So I spoke to them about I wanted to do the show because... I told you I started buying equipment. So what happened is nilibiwa equipment.
Wapi? Kijani?
Home.
Wapi kwa?
Nilikuwa so at the time I used to live in Kiambu in a nice place called Omega. It was gated nini, so ni inside job too. So venye gear zangu zilienda and it's around when I want to start recording, so now I needed just space that had gear and stuff. Like nilikuwa najaribu kutu how do I minimize, because how do I still make this work? So Snowball waka nikaribisha kusema ya come, let's agree, let's see. So it was long term. So because of the relationship from over the years, they gave me a good deal. I mean, it's not for free, we pay for it. They gave me a good deal. And then now the studio comes with all the audio and then the space. So Mimi, I just needed to sort out the visuals. But also you see me, I like producing content. So over time I know who to work with, where to get gear and nini. Then in all this thing, as Upside is happening, I'm a nini. I think the person I forgot to mention is there's a guy called Tafari. So Tafari, I met him in KU Radio. When Ile Room 313, where we used to exchange ideas, Amos and Matara, Ile idea was guests, the first ones who started, who got the first guests. So when they got the first guests, how do we tell people there's a guest coming on the radio so they tune in? We make a poster. Then that poster, we're going to post on WhatsApp groups, a uni, Facebook page, nini, whatever. So they had a guy who made a poster. So Mimi, when I got my first guest ever, who was no nini. And nilim DM to Facebook. Hey, no nini, aje, my fan. I'm doing this show on radio.
Okay, you.
And no nini came.
Okay.
So when I had no nini, my first guest, nikaambia kina Amo munisaidia ule mseweni wa poster.
Mm.
So they gave me a number of this guy called Tafari. So I called Tafari, he made me the poster. Mm. Nini. So when I met Tafari, each time nafanya industry night. So I told Tafari, me, I don't have money to pay you.
Mm.
But I need a poster. What I can do is through industry night and Mother Connects, I'll get you biashara,
yeah,
graphic design. Mm. But pia ndo alikuwa ameanza.
Mm.
So me and Tafari formed the team.
Oh.
So ever since till now, Tafari, until Mike Check yanze, Tafari has done all my graphics, because now we have a guy called Deno who edits and also does some of the graphics. But my other graphics, even izima kazingine mufanya zote, Tafari is my guy.
Yeah.
So mimi, what I realized is, to be this consistent, you just need the people.
Yeah, yeah, I know that.
You know, you need the people. If the people is figured out, then you can work. So Mimi, I've always had a Tafari who I can call and say, and Tafari, up to date, he's never questioned me anything. Nikembe Tafari, nikona this new concept, at a cut shoot, Saturday nini. He's a busy guy. Tafari will put aside everything, he'll be there. Mm. I need, today, there's kuna XYZ, we need to work late in the night. He doesn't care. So nikaende. So I've always had someone mwenye ni he doesn't think you're too crazy ama nini. What needs to be done? Sawa, let's figure it out. Sawa, let's meet. Ama we can't meet today, let's talk. What's up? What's going on?
Oh, okay.
So yeah. So tuliko wapi?
Yeah, tuko tambonga
Snowball.
Snowball.
So Snowball gave me a good deal. Got the space, and then now I needed to figure out, this is where I went with the Tafari. So I needed to figure out, I'm like, for us to be consistent, because the studio is only giving us audio and nini, and now I've lost my cameras and nini. What I need is, I need the people. So me, tukalewana na Tafari hivi. You do figure out the people.
Yeah.
Let me figure out the technicalities and the content.
Okay.
So me, I'll get Mwas on the show, I'll get Mariah, I'll put the show together.
Mm.
You, I want you to just figure out the people.
Okay, okay.
So Tafari, like, I have some cousins of mine who, you know, are interested in learning this.
Yeah.
Next hour, bring them on board. So they came. So Deno, Jijo, Loki, Ray, wakakuja. Then tukaanza sasa wananza pia tukianza wao they were learning from scratch.
Okay.
Yes. So saizi wao ndo wana run your show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
una shoot na camera ngapi?
Una shoot na
two cameras
Black Magic. Okay. Yeah. So tukaanza na wao tu hivyo learning. So of course when you begin, you know, you edit.
Yeah.
So I hate editing. I mean, I had to learn too.
Yeah.
So you edit. So tuna hiyo time tukianza tuna split roles na Tafari. These guys are learning as well. And now we're at the point where they shoot, they edit, they do everything. I just need to produce the show and show up.
And you keep the raw footage, ama you delete it?
We have tukona raw footage ya most some episodes. No, so tujua storage tulachoki pro, so tukona the final edit. But you see, the thing with the pod is everything you see is everything that is recorded. Hatuna vitu etu suto ama nini. The only things we've taken out is our guests upon request, ile kindly take this out.
Yeah,
of course we'll honor that.
Yeah, this is a siwaga na hiyo.
But otherwise, everything we shoot
kitu na shindwa ni kama na shoot na
Black Magic.
Why post 1080 instead of 4K?
It's 10K. It's 4K.
Yeah.
Mm.
Why do I think like the last time nili kuna nini but check konekiwa 1080, I was like, okay.
Unless nika easy short clips that manza post juzi.
Yeah.
I think the original footage should be 4K.
Okay. Let check.
I'll be surprised.
Let me rewind whatever. Because you know I'm kuna time mu check higi na nutia. Ikitu ni 1080. Let me see. Maybe I'm wrong.
Should be 4K.
A German OLED freak.
Yeah. Actually, this is what episode? This is literally Butchers.
Yeah.
Really?
Just look for another episode. Kwa sasa kile nini, unatiki, well, that time I was telling you about electronics, TV yangu, like, the nini does not do good upscaling.
Okay.
So, you know, I can know, like, okay, you get to 10K or 4K, I can just notice that
in 4K.
This is 1080. Can you get 4K? I'll notice.
Yeah, imagine sasa. Okay, that I have to pick. I have to pick up with the guys. I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Let me see another one. Like, for me, msekana ni, because kuna zile, even it takes me time before they are deleted. Like, for example, ingekuwa sisi tume interview Ubuda na ito nani?
Sifuna.
Sifuna. That shit would be. Itako, hey, Buda, isha kwa back up. Okay. Iko sawa.
Yeah, triple back.
The final edits, izo tukona zote. The raw files. Because see, also Black Magic files are heavy, bro.
Yeah.
When I buy hard drives, una buy hardware mbona you see now like you said your show is profitable.
Yeah.
Me my show doesn't break even yet. So unaona is anything in extra cost anyway by hard drives bro. Since nianza kushoot content. Let me nianza kushoot content na Black Magic.
Yeah.
Yerere mingi. So anyway by hard drives. So now we keep the final edits and we have some raw files. Unless we get a server. Files ni mingi man.
Oh, is raw files. Ajumik, what I'll do is cuz originally what I used to do is I used to compress the 4K to 1080. Then it reached a level where I keep the 4K. So it's there, but unajua 4K yangu ni ya phone. Si ya Black Magic. So kuna hiyo level ikafika, now we keep that. Alafu, I'm still planning to just buy the fucking hard disks. The reason why, I always say that you'll find an artist who comes, says something very interesting, but you never, at that time, it makes sense. Then much later, it makes sense, you can go back to the original file and then whatever, pull it up.
Yeah,
PMU, sure. Of course, nilianza kukip nini after, so is it episode 1, what?
151.
Yeah.
Butita is nilianza, our latest, 151.
I think to really even actually keep them as 4K, nilianza after episode, I think 200.
After episode 200.
Yeah, but my advice would still be like, if you can keep the original and graded footage and what hata kama mtajua vile mtai compress alafu mu keep that would be an idea. I
don't know, for sure.
I always think like something will happen, maybe AI will make shit. I don't know
it's true, it's nice to have those things, you know. Guys who shot movies kitambo who had original footages season as a query edited for Netflix, you make money.
Sasa umechiki nini yangu ya kuwatch OLED. Because nikiwatch, because mostly me when I'm watching a pod, I'll watch on, and I've nishai mwambiaga, my OLED does not upscale. Like, easy OLED, like in a C3, C4, they have better upscaling softwares. So with that, I'll just check EV. Because now, there's a Samsung in a Tokyo this year that you won't even know. It akwaki upscale 720 to 8K. Like, oof. Now what it's doing, it's going to look at your face and then figure out isura yako
the best possible
outcome nini. So now it's messed up. What wanasema itaanza ku miss some nuances, unajua maybe you have like a pimple, it miss,
itakuwa perfect sasa, ina see perfection.
But at him sana watch kijani hata notice ta kuna buda hiyo picha ni hiyo picha ni safi sana. So ndio kitu nilendele. But buda, of course mnadu kazi poa, niko naambia Maria vile some guests you people get mwaga melenga simu zangu alafu naona mic check, niko like you
the yes. reality check.
Yeah. Network social capital, bro.
Yeah, and
is only networks and may build over the years.
Yeah.
Which and it's the same thing we're saying earlier, man. Just be nice to people.
Yeah.
And if you say you'll do something, just do it. People never forget. Yeah.
I mean, I'm nice to people. They just don't know me like that. But we don't know you like that. You
watakuja kama nani amekatakuja? Tusikie.
Kuna haja ni watu kweli na.
Okay.
Let me just need it. But a lot of ladies, like ladies always pull some bullshit like, "Oh, I'll do this." So I'm always like, because pia sisi the ladies show they never get as many views as the dudes show, like
on your platform.
Damn. Kwa show yetu inakuaga. I think funny enough Maria wenyu like it's like one of the highest viewed. Sisi madame nika, I don't know why dudes are like, "Oh, me stuck it to the house." So kuna kwa gani ujinga.
It's crazy.
So them I get mob ni nani because of the political affiliation.
Who?
Nani?
Oh, Winnie.
Yeah, Winnie Odinga.
Winnie Odinga. Yeah.
Ah, I watched Winnie. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Winnie, of course, because she's Winnie. She's Nani's Nani.
But I'm to host Winnie as well. I don't know what happened.
Winnie is cool.
She's cool.
As I'm doing
here too. We don't know each other, Ivo.
I think it's, we just joked and then msel kwa namjua kama hit up and then it happened.
And then she pulled
up. But then afterwards, at Jay Bong. But sasa nini, vile yuji na Snowball nilisikia, ya najuaga, like this one of my favorite rhymes. Itakuwa mse pia haujui. And it was Viral the Virus. So Viral the Virus, there's a rumor. There's a rumor that he killed himself, which is a very sad story. But he had this nini ile tukimalizia ndakwambia. He was saying, "I try to act fine as though all is well, but at times I feel like a snowball in hell. I'm trying to find my way, but that's why it's all Grant's work. Got no time to play, no time for games. This guy was good. Viral the Virus." I remember the first time they listened to like a full project of him.
Like,
Yes, Starlight. Yeah. I've never forgotten kwa naishi naishi ya Ghetto
Radio. Good. Maana nyinyi mabest. Hizi muziki nyinyi ndio mnajua tu hizi muziki.
Yes. So sijui sahau nilikuwa na travel, nilikuwa naishi ya ilikuwa Ghetto Radio bado. So nilikuwa nimeangukia trip ya kwenda New York and now he just released ile Bad Sex and Beers. So I'm listening to it on the plane. Half is on the kabla like at phones zifike level ya at you can nini? You can charge it on the plane and all that shit. So I remember niko pale inaenda kuisha charge hiyo kabla. That shit was crazy, man. That shit was crazy. So yeah, so there's that. So every time I hear Snowball.
Yeah, that's what I think, yeah. Snowball is the dog, is the dog. So this, so Ross, they own the studio. And then they have a German Shepherd called Snowball.
Oh,
so they get a Snowball.
Okay, shit. Okay, me only
keep around. It's a beautiful space. Mkikuja on a pod, Twana. It's really... Generally speaking, in this entire region, that's the best studio we have.
Okay.
So producer Solano was German.
Producer Vira, the virus, alikuwa German. And it was Snowguns.
It was Snowguns.
Yeah, it was Snowguns. Ati kijo tunakupoteza. Ulijipata kuuliza, ulijipataje nini? The corporate world, ulijipataje na 9 to 5? Kuzuko na 9 to 5 saizi?
So, I don't know. Let me say it's a 9 to 5, but I consider it differently. So I don't want to say what company. I'll tell you off the camera.
I think najua ni company.
Jua kusumbuliwa.
Yes.
Jua kusumbuliwa tu.
Yeah.
So if you know, you know. So si niko KU. So niko KU, I'm doing radio. Each time na do gigs, I'm heavy on gigs because I need to survive. Then I realize, you know, KU is the probably the only uni yenye kuna bar katikati ya shule. Inaitwanga Annex. So we have a bar inside school. It's called Annex. So now as I'm on radio, and then the building that has the radio, iko top floor, literally overlooking Annex. So I constantly start to realize, kuna kuanga tu na mabashi huku, kuna ma-DJs, so like student DJs play, but also the guy who runs, because they lease out the space, analetanga DJ so the students can drink. Normal, just a normal bar. Then, as now I'm doing industry night, so I see I'm managing industry night.
Yeah.
I'm helping Sheila manage the gig. So I see I'm meeting as partners or gig. So I'm beginning to meet corporate people who now sponsor the gig. Then I start getting into your alcohol industry, then sasa I'm thinking there could be brands that could be interested to access this university audience that may have access to. So me, because I'm on radio and I'm doing gigs, me kupata permit ya kufanya gig shule ni rahisi because na tumatuna letterhead ya radio.
Then
I get all the clearances. Now because of that as well, is it my Mr. and Miss, my nini, so I'm involved in all those things. So because of hizo vitu zote, so now I start getting this to small brands. Is it my vodka too funny nini?
Yeah.
When I come to activations KU, Apple Annex, then just me make my cut. So basically me give you the space, sort everything that you need, unanilipa tu. If I start making my cut.
Yeah.
Then now wait, tuko naangaje?
Yeah, vile unaenda corporate.
Oh yeah, yeah. Fuck. So because of that, these guys now that I work for have a student program.
Yeah.
So this student program, the person that was in charge of this student program was also on radio. So mean radio nashinda, hey, unani anakujanga tu na some these cool magazines, some products nini. So become friends. His name is Anthony. So cool guy. So also they end up becoming sponsors for Industry Night in one edition.
Okay.
So your relationship becomes hapo. Then Anthony alikuwa anamaliza shule. So akimaliza shule mi bado ndo nimeingia tu second year. So they need another student to replace him. All they need is just eyes in uni.
Oh.
So wana need tu msemanye ni mkul uni manye anaza make tu brandi kwa relevant. Because you know, so the thing is, you get the audience in uni, you grow, you have customers in the next couple of years. So you get them early. So naturally, I was asked if I want a position. Someone in uni, you're already doing events, you're on radio. Now just now me, I'm doing industry night. I'm doing an event in Galileo.
Yeah.
I'm doing events in school. I'm on radio. Then they want someone money anataka to space. So fell into it. So I did the student program for a few months. Then they were hiring. Ile kuhaya tu umeenda kwa ofisi, because since you see the student program, the way it works is you work when you're available because you're a student. So wanasema hii wiki hii ndio inafanyika, nani yako available, then hivyo tunajislot in if you have exams nini hivyo. So I got the office one day, wanasema they are hiring. Ah, mimi nikaangalia nikaona ni msemenya anafanya nini, ana handle tu mambo ya nightlife, bars, clubs, events, nini. Ilikuwa tu exact. So hii time kumbuka cause of Venus Night Zone kwa Galileo. So nikaenda basis zingine mimi naenda tu kwa these other clubs to see what's going on. So I know couple of managers, club owners, nini. Ile tu out of industry. So when all someone they hiring, mimi nika apply. Jokes tu. Tukaanza hizo my interview process nini. Ended up getting the job.
Okay.
So nimeamua staki shule sasa. Mimi sasa niko too full on grind. And then sasa cause this is my grind za industry, hakuna security. Hey manze, there's times that go broke. You've given your heart and soul to the industry, you're broke as fuck. Can't even raise rent. So when I got this gig, I was like, shit. Sasa maybe my basics zitakuwa sorted and then now we figure out itaenda wapi as I do my other things. But also cause at the time, cause I'm thinking, cause it's in a job yenye ni mostly field. Si job ya ofisi. Kauko field, I can do my other things. Cause nikijipanga poa. And then sasa I ended up being such a cool company yenye as long as huo unafanya kazi yako hakuna msana kusumbua.
That's good.
Then now 1 year turned into 2 years nini, then you start growing up in the company. And nini, and then here we are.
That's good. I think maybe to shamaliza on that note. Buddha, asante sana.
Appreciate you guys. Unakuja mic check when?
Yeah. Mi ukini invite tu ni eko na yene. Akunaga story.
No, we can do May. April, we can do May.
As long as ni weekend ya senale ichezi kusuna jami. You do? Sunday.
No, so na sasa beginning this past weekend tumerudi Saturdays. Normally we used to record on Sundays. Cause sasa you see with what I do, I travel a lot. So nilikuwa na find Sunday I can work around Sundays. Naweza piga lap zangu wiki nzima nirudi. But now because of other issues and things at Snowball, we are moving to Saturday.
So to play safe, cause najua naisha States June, I have to go. Niko na visa, never used it. I need to use that shit. So I need to go for a few days, come back. But yes, May tunaweza ifanya after league. League inaisha? What's the date? Yeah, league.
Yeah, nilisahau league inaisha May.
So league ikisha isha.
But inakuanga ni second week.
Second week.
Because league ikisha isha. Kusikata kwa disappointed. But kiwa disappointed earlier.
Of course mta kwa disappointed. Siju kwa nini mkuna hopes. Kiwa
disappointed earlier. Wacha ni check. Wewe ni msa timu gani? Ama
hey, United. Ndio maana sijata league nation when cause unajua mashida zetu. Shida zetu hata mimi ningejua. Shida zetu ni mingi.
Wacha ni check.
Hata game gani ilisha aje by the sijui hata.
2-2. Yenye ilikuwa 2-2.
And at some point ilikuwa 2-1 up. Very good.
As usual. You can't hold on to a highlights.
Yeah, sisi tu we can't hold on to a lead.
Excuse me, anza kunini. So but hiyo kitu ile najua tu wewe kitu invite, of course it's just.
So mnasema so basically like mid May.
Yes, mid-May. For me, yes, league inaisha 19th. So after 19th, I'm
free. Which Saturday is next after 19th?
I think 19th itself is Sunday. So mostly, league ushaga Sunday.
Wanna travel when? 25th.
Mid-May
go around.
Wanna travel when?
Around that time. Travel now June.
Early June?
Yeah. Like, akasi wata kani kutravel si, not before 26th.
Before 26th of June.
So soon but your last week of May.
Let's do final last week of May. Done.
Your weekend.
Let's do last week of May.
But Buddha, I think we
might have a hangout pia. So nitakwambia. Let's do last week of May.
So kwa sasa next tule tunafikia sana ni Mwasa after kwa tumemaliza the whole match.
Gotcha man. Mwasa. Why niambie when
tumemaliza nini? But Buddha tumeshukuru.
Thank you.
Nikwambia mimi niko na kuwatch na shindo umse. What the fuck is he doing? Msaliniingiza ni Zach. So he came to
shout out to Zach.
Your podcast father. So my podcast father is Zach. Because he used to tell me Buddha to share podcast. Because why? Because I was done with media. I was done with mainstream media and all that bullshit. So but Nikitu end up Niki enjoy. What we enjoy? Do you enjoy this shit?
I love this shit.
Yeah, single.
Yeah, Mimi, this is what I want to do. I want me enjoy this shit. Mwafuna kwa mbile school, I'll get my gear back.
Yeah.
And alafu ni AK full time. All those crazy ideas that I draw. Me, this is what I see myself doing.
Okay. Full time. Pia, Mimi. Like, I see myself doing it for some time. Na hope, vii story enyo ya, mutatengeneza pesa, I hope it happen. Nani, who ni the second person kusema?
Na mtamekdo.
I think the other person alituambia nani, anaitua? Steve Mbogo.
No, we'll make money.
Yeah, I promise.
Actually,
we'll make money.
Less than 5 years.
5 years more. We'll make money.
Because me, kila nataka, like in my mind, what I'd love is, ile like just even podcasting in different places. So now we're like, hey, Buddha, instead of tufanya hivi, sige wiki tuishie Zanzibar.
Yeah. And then you traveling can do it podcast, there. That's the vibe, traveling,
that would be really dope.
Because like, also,
be...
you don't want to sit here all the time. You'll get bored. Me nitachoka. So yeah, there's, I think the essence of the show is to keep growing and you find other avenues and different parameters to keep the show, change it, spice it kidogo and just keep it growing.
Yeah, yeah. Because that time nataka nikishia states, I want to do a few, whatever's on the road. Just sit with someone random and just
do it. Si mulikuwa Mombasa na mulifanya
mavitu. Tulifanya. So it's there's that.
No, me I'm a fan of this thing, bro. I'm a fan of this craft.
I said amini kuna mpatia story yake. I think, I don't know if I watched it nikiwa Coast. Ile time kuna mpatia na ile story yako ya Coast pia. For that to be super interesting.
Gani ya Coast?
The story you're giving ile
ulikome. Ile December nilipack manguo nikaenda Coast. Nairosh.
Majuzi, give me the story of
for the festival.
Yes.
That's my scene. That house scene. That's my scene.
Okay. That's dope. But yeah. So Buddha, asante sana.
Appreciate you, man.
Look on episode
296.
It's 3 hours.
Okay.
Yes. But asante.
Good. Appreciate it, man.
But we've taken 4 hours of your time. Cause nice. Cool. Alihepa karudi.
Let me tell you, Mimi, I have respect for what you do. I'm a fan. That's why I came. Me spending for the interviews. But me fuck with you guys, so I'll come.
Yeah, na fuck na nyinyi na tunaonaga vile nikwambia naonaga hiyo guest list right. They know people.
Yellow pages, bro. Don't like this nile.
Hata hang out yenu zoni. Kwa na chiki like the last time I chiki to Ben Sol will be there and you're like, "Oh shit."
Na me to hosting. Yeah. Lazima tu do vizuri tu. Like lazima tu tufanye properly. Tukifanya properly na build value yenye now we'll start making money.
We have to do that. Sawa. So kama kawaida, like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend to tell a friend. Tukimalizia 296 kusema ekonene.